have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 147 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot Chris.
And how are you doing today then, Chris?
I'm all right, thanks, Nicola. How are you?
Yes, I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Glad to be home.
Glad to be home after last week. Bit of an ordeal. We're back.
We're back.
We're fine. We've rested. We're okay.
Yes. So what are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
We're going to be discussing why that happened. But also, we're just going to be talking about Home of the Hulks. We're going to be talking about what we've been watching, doing, and reading since our last episode. And also, we've got an interview this episode with Jaden Zhang, who plays young Shang-Chi in the movie. Mm-hmm. We've also got a review of Shang-Chi. Surprise, surprise. And The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Oh, okay. So, at Home of the Hulks, what have we been watching and reading and sort of doing?
Let's start with TV, shall we?
Quite.
We finished Car Masters.
Yes.
Netflix.
I feel like these series just end really fast.
Yeah.
There's not that many episodes. Yeah.
But basically, it's just a car show on Netflix where it's a bit like Pimp My Ride, but a bit more modern. Well, not really modern. It's more of like a...
Rocky sort of.
Yeah. More like an American kind of...
Muscle cars.
That's the one. Yeah. I like those cars.
I prefer the other one though. What's it called? The other one that we watch?
Rust Valley Restorers.
Yes, that one. I feel like they do a better job.
I like the
whereas the other guys have more of a... They have more of a sort of identity for their cars and things, which... it's the spider webs, yeah. I'm not sure I'm keen on.
And plus they look a bit sort of rough around the edges to me. Like I prefer the other one look a bit more
classic.
Finished.
Yes, agreed.
Classic as well, yeah. Cool. Foundation. We started watching Foundation. We're not allowed to review it.
Until the end of September, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
We read it a bit more into Isaac Asimov, is that you?
Yes, he's the one that wrote the book Foundation and like 500 other books in his life.
Oh my goodness me. I can't believe how many books he wrote.
I think he's the one that wrote the rules for like AI and stuff.
Was it like, there's like the three rules of something?
Yeah.
That's in iRobot. Basically,
they're not allowed to kill you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it.
We did.
So, and what else can we say? Much.
Other than, I'm not sure how much we...
I'm excited to see what people think.
Yes, we'll leave it there.
Mm-hmm. You watched 9 Perfect Strangers?
Yes, so the first 3 episodes are now on Amazon Prime Video. I think the 4th one drops Wednesday or today? One of them. It's really, really good. Chris, I think this is another one that I initially watched, which maybe you might have enjoyed.
See, I didn't realize it was going to be a star-studded cast and stuff like that.
You showed me a picture, but I just glanced.
There's
like Nicole Kidman.
You watch it.
Melissa McCarthy.
Usually you're the canary in the coal mine, though.
Like, oh, am I?
I'll send
just
you
test
in
things
to watch
out.
The show, and then if it's good, then I'll watch it.
Yeah, I think it's good, although I do think it's a bit drama-y for you, maybe.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, that may be true, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. I'm enjoying it so far.
Is it anything like Lost? Because that's the impression I kind of, when you explained it to me, it kind of sounds a bit Losty.
Like this collection of people that had gone to a retreat to sort of heal and improve and things, themselves and stuff.
Sure.
But they all have their own sort of backstories, and it's like, why are these? Because they've all been brought here for a reason, and they all sort of connect. Do they connect in some way? Their past selves are similar or something, apparently. And it's sort of revealing,
incarnation and stuff.
Well, no, I don't think so. We'll see.
A bit hippie-ish.
It sounds a little bit hippie-ish.
Okay. Well, maybe. So that's it for TV. That's all I've got for TV. Is that right?
I don't think we've watched that much.
Can't be right. Anyway, well, we'll remember something later and be like, wish we talked about that.
Yeah.
Films. We watched Coda recently.
We did, yeah. What did you think? Because I think I've talked about this in a previous episode.
Incredible. Yeah. You watched it ages ago.
And,
yeah. But we watched it together.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the crap out of it. It brought up feelings of gratitude.
It moved you, did it?
It moved
me. Uplifting.
It was quite uplifting and emotional movie, and it was good. It had a good vibe.
Yes, and great cast as well.
Yes, good cast. Would recommend this. It's about a deaf family, And
well, a child of the deaf.
A child of the deaf.
Is that what it stands for, Cleaver?
I did not know that. Okay. And yeah, so she's their child and she can hear.
Yes.
And it's all about how they need her.
They rely on her for their like fishing business.
Yeah, but then she wants to be an individual and do her own thing. And it's kind of like that dynamic thing playing out. And it's good. I would recommend this to everyone.
Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus. We also watched Settlers. This is a sci-fi movie.
I think it's more of a sort of a bit of an indie film, I believe. Sophia, but I can't remember.
It doesn't go very far. It's quite limited in its scope, isn't it?
Introspective, I believe, is
fairly introspective. Bloody awful. I mean,
but it wasn't awful.
It wasn't awful. It was just not pleasant to watch.
It didn't really have a very satisfying ending or conclusion, did it?
That
just
is true.
Sort of. Ended.
Yeah, I've noticed that from a few films lately.
Yeah,
the other one? Kind of there's something else we watched recently.
Oh,
that ended.
Is it? You'll remember later.
Oh, it was the one on time travel one. I enjoyed the movie. I think it was, I liked the action of it and everything, but I didn't really appreciate the message at the end. And also, that was the other one that just ended. Like, I feel like it didn't really have a satisfying ending.
Yeah,
you never
found out
if they actually won or not.
Exactly. They wanted to, they didn't sort of boss level.
Boss level.
That's what it was called. I really enjoyed it, but up until the end,
And then it felt like the message was like, drop everything interesting in your life and have a kid, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, we did forget to say, we finished Cruel Summer. TV show.
See, this is us just remembering things that we've watched.
Yeah, this is bad. I've been back at work today, so the bank holiday, so I haven't really had time to sort of write notes.
What did you think of Cruel Summer then?
Oh my gosh, that ending!
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Sort of challenge your expectations a bit of kind of
team dramas and stuff.
What you'd expect in that situation. In kind of like, there's a bit of like Stockholm syndrome going on maybe, and there's maybe the person you think is the bad guy isn't necessarily the bad guy kind of thing. So there's a couple of interesting ideas there, which I enjoyed.
My mind was blown. My tiny mind was blown.
Tiny mind?
Yes.
Excuse me. What do we get up to? Snake Eyes?
Yes.
G.I. Joe movie?
Yeah. You see, what did you think of this?
I actually thought it was really good. I didn't really get too much of an impression that it was a G.I. Joe movie, apart from the one G.I. Joe lady, and obviously the main guy that is later a G.I. Joe, right?
Right, yeah.
Snake Eyes. It's kind of like a prequel, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah, I liked, is it bad to say I liked that it didn't seem very G.I. Joe? it felt like a decent martial arts movie. I enjoyed it. It was good. It had some weird moments, some mystical stuff that sort of came out of nowhere, and was a bit strange, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
See, I feel like I probably should have liked this more than I did.
Okay.
Obviously, Henry Golding's really good. Samara Weaving was so underused, which was criminal. But yeah, also the same as the guy from The Raid, Asayo, his name escapes me. I'll look it up in a minute. But he, again, was super underused. And that is, again, criminal. How dare you?
Criminal.
So, but yeah, I enjoyed the story. I thought that was pretty interesting. The fight scenes were good, but too choppy editing for me. It kind of took me out of it.
I did not notice them. It wasn't bad enough for me to notice.
Okay.
So
that passes the chronometer.
Well, I mean, I'm not a huge, like, fighting scenes and stuff, they generally kind of end up boring me a little bit if they're too long and stuff. So I don't mind a choppy. I don't mind it quick cuts and stuff. That's fine by me.
Yeah, but it's sort of, I don't know, for me it sort of stilts the action and the choreography if it's too shaky and choppy. And
I kind of like it. I wasn't really paying too much attention. I wasn't in review mode. I was just sort of in it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But I know what you're saying. We watched Reminiscence.
Yes. So this is the new, so this is Lisa Joy, who has worked on Westworld.
Okay.
So it's the new sort of original sort of sci-fi concept.
Yeah.
A bit timey-wimey, starring Hugh Jackman, Rebecca Ferguson, Thandiwe Newton, I believe is actually how you say her name. Yeah, what did you think of this?
I really loved the concept. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great. It really didn't do very well, did it?
I was surprised
by
that.
Critics,
yeah, why?
I think it could have gone into the world a little bit more and sort of
The world building was a bit rushed, wasn't it? I mean, it was an interesting concept.
It was rushed. It was just sort of in the background. It was never really fully explored.
Yeah.
Right? And I really love the concept of the world, the rising sea levels and stuff like that. It was quite cool.
They could have done more about sort of like the environmental impact
Quite a technology. They've got some decent technology. They can like explore people's minds and stuff like that. So maybe they could have had a bit more, I don't know, flying cars and stuff.
Bit more Blade Runner.
Blade Runner slash, what was that TV show I really liked with Takeshi Kovacs?
Oh, Man in the High Castle?
No.
No. I can see it in my brain.
Peripheral vision.
Yes.
Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon. Well done. Okay, I'm impressed.
Yes. I feel like something like that has a lot more, it's a lot more rich.
Yes.
I just liked how it was a bit more sort of noir, and it was supposed to be slow and kind of marauding a little bit, you know? And I kind of got into that, and I kind of appreciated that vibe, so...
Yeah, the noir detective sort of thing. Yeah, I don't know why people slammed it so much. Yeah. I mean, you had all the sort of key elements there, like woman in the red dress and noir-y vibe-y things. Yeah, and
the mystery.
There was a murder mystery. Yeah, interesting.
Anyway. Moving on. We watched Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Yes, that song has not left my... It's not left my head for a while now. What did you think of this one?
Well, I will just say that what it is basically, if you don't know about it, it's kind of a Billy Elliot.
It's like based on a true story, isn't it?
Based on a true story about a kid who is very into...
Wants to be a drag queen.
Wants to be a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about that.
Yeah.
And his sort of experiences at school and
yes.
with his town, his teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's all right. It's... Yeah, I'm not sure what we can say, really.
True, it's
but,
a good one, isn't it? Obviously, it's based on the musical, based on the true story, so it's...
can't spoil anything.
No, we can't really spoil anything, can we?
Is there actually an embargo for this?
They haven't specified. Well, it's going to be on Amazon Prime soon, and it was at Edinburgh Film Festival.
Great.
So...
Let's move on.
Okay. we also watched Annette... The musical with Sparks Brothers. How can you forget that? It's such a weird film.
Yeah.
We can talk about this.
We can talk about Annette.
We can talk about Annette.
So it's kind of like a, it's a bit like, feels like an old school tragedy type thing, doesn't
it?
Yes,
yeah.
It's got a bit of like that, I don't know, not Oedipus, but something like that.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of Greek.
Greek tragedy vibe, yeah.
I didn't think it was particularly nuanced.
It felt like
it was trying to do metaphors, but it was just very, very
like the
obvious.
Puppet. Yeah,
the puppet. Like
that was.
Yeah, you're treating her like a puppet. I get the reference.
Yeah,
it's not particularly clever.
Failed to be so literal.
It was very literal.
Yeah.
Very lit. That was the word I was looking for.
Okay,
thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, I think it was alright.
Okay. So this is Leo Caru. French director with the Sparks Brothers doing the soundtrack and actually appearing in the film. The soundtrack is fantastic, though.
The soundtrack is great, and the artistry of the film is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just quite hard to sort of... Also, it's very long, isn't it? It's like 2 hours, 20 minutes-ish region, and there are some very bonkers moments. It's very abstract sometimes, and it's hard to kind of get your head around it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's such a difficult film to describe, isn't it?
It is.
What did you think of Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard?
I liked it. I like Adam Driver in this kind of thing. I don't know what it is, but when he does his more sort of indie stuff, I quite appreciate it.
Yeah, and he went full out in this.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him singing, actually. I mean, he did sing in Marriage Story, but only briefly.
It is a bit strange. And, it comes across as a bit strange, but in a fun way. Like, I enjoy it.
Yes. Also, Simon Helberg was in this, who was in the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
They wasted him. Did you know he is an actual musician and conductor in real life?
Wow, okay.
I believe. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I would second that, sure. Let's move on to The Mummy.
Okay, yes.
We watched The Mummy.
We did.
The Mummy. You're currently doing a feature on this.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Someone's going to steal your idea. Yeah, I love that film.
Oh, so good.
I love the Mummy.
Did we watch the first one?
We didn't watch it. We watched it recently, I feel like.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we have watched the first one recently.
I don't know why I'm talking about the Mummy, the first one.
We watched Mummy 2.
We watched Mummy 2.
Yes.
I don't like Mummy 2 as
well. Oh, I'm gutted. Honestly gutted.
The first one's so great. And the second one just feels like they dropped everything nuanced and interesting and just went on a kind of action romp.
Mm.
The characters fell out the window.
But it launched Dwayne Johnson's career in acting.
As a very plastic CGI.
Yes, the scorpion. CGI, honestly.
How did the CGI get worse?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. Seriously worse. Like,
oh, dear.
It's on a whole different level.
Chuckle, chuckle.
The first movie looks great. Anyway. You watched Candyman?
I did, yes. I was kind of, I don't want to say disappointed. I very much enjoyed it, and I'm very much looking forward to the Marvels now, because Nia DaCosta, who directed this, not Jordan Peele, I might add, because it's been on Twitter everywhere saying, Jordan Peele's Candyman, and it's like, no, don't belittle Nia DaCosta. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now. I enjoyed it as a piece of filmmaking, and I thought the themes were really, really timely and really good. I enjoyed the performances. I just think the ending was really rushed, and I was surprised at how not scary it was.
Okay.
Because I was going in like, oh.
That's the reason I almost went to see it with you, is because it didn't look that scary. Honestly.
Yeah. I was surprised. I mean, there were a couple of scenes of gore, but it was sort of off camera, and as you sort of saw the result of it.
Yeah.
So I think it would have been fine really watching see it.
Gore,
you know?
Is like scary. It's more, no, that's more the psychological stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, interesting. Last one I got on the list. You watched one about a backwards house.
Yes, a backwards house. The Night House.
The Night House.
I think Rebecca Hall stars in this. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was fantastic. This was very psychological, but then it sort of twisted a little bit into supernatural, and I think you might quite enjoy this, actually. Bearing in mind, I watched this in a bright day.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I knew, like, watching the trailers, I was like, even for me, this is kind of creepy. And I'm not, like, a huge... Yeah.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah.
You're not a huge scaredy cat. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat when it comes to, like, dark shapes hiding in corners of rooms and stuff. I don't like it.
But this, there was a twist... And it was, I don't want to say anything, but it was really intriguing, and it was much more than you thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Because in the trailer, I think they packed it all with this kind of scary moments, and they, like, with the person in the house and the jumpy bits, and it was more of a sort of, as I said, supernatural, psychological.
Almost sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Yeah, I think it could have been, you know.
Interesting.
But yeah, it had an interesting sort of... take on, like, depression and mental health and stuff as well, which was an interesting angle, actually, for a horror. I think, yeah, horror is actually a really interesting genre at the moment. I know I'm saying interesting a lot, but
there's a lot of interestings in there for sure.
Indeed.
Let's talk about what we've been doing, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, very quickly.
We went with Geico, Neil and Martin, to see Be More Chill.
Yeah, the musical. This was our first musical back for, I don't know how long. I'd probably say about 2 years, right? Yeah, how did you find it? Oh, did you just ask me?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed finally hearing Michael in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I think this musical has been rescheduled like a crazy amount of times for us now, hasn't it? So it was great to finally be back. And I try not to take it for granted anymore, because it is quite a nice treat, isn't it, going to see a musical?
Yeah.
So yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah. It's all about...
Squib.
Squib.
Squib, sorry.
So you go, so it's in like a school, and kid gets offered a chip to put in his brain to make him more chill.
From Japan.
From Japan.
Yeah, they kept saying that, didn't they? It's cool, something. It's from Japan.
And it makes you more chill, and because he was a bit of a nerd to begin with, and it's all about how that affects his relationships and stuff in
school.
The school.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good, yeah. I wouldn't say it's going to win any awards. Has it won any awards?
I don't know, maybe.
I hope not, because...
Oh, don't be me.
Not because I hope that it doesn't, but because I just said I don't think it will win any awards. Anyway, it was all right. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Cool.
We then watched another musical on telly.
We did?
The...
Oh, Come From Away.
Come From Away, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we've also seen.
That is really good, actually. I would highly recommend going to see that. If you
That's on a different level, I would say.
Yeah. It's super... Oh, it's just as so reference. Good. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Just as a reference point. Uh-huh. That's on a whole different level, but yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pick one, I would go with the latter. We went to see Shang-Chi, obviously. We were talking about that. We went to see it in London. We had a...
Multimedia screening.
Multimedia screening.
Mm-hmm. Which is super exciting.
It's very exciting for us because it's our first Marvel screening. That we've been to.
We've been to like a Spider-Man one before. Or I've been to some Disney ones before, but never Marvel. So this was like, yay!
Yes, exciting times. And we'll talk about that shortly. What we thought about it. So yeah, just quickly, some things that happened last week, right? we were going down to my parents and our car broke down.
Yes, good time. And
then we had to be at my parents to do the next thing.
Yeah.
Which was so, but then we just kind of skipped going to my parents and we went to the screening and then we went down to Horsham where we then got a taxi to the thing that we were going to do, which was rent a camper van.
Yep.
Something that you've always wanted to own, one of these camper vans. So mm-hmm. we thought we would rent one and try it out and get a definitive answer on whether we should get one.
Yes.
And the short answer is no.
Basically, no.
It didn't go too well,
did it? It did not go to plan. No. No.
So we were going to drive down to Lyme Regis. It's quite a way, but we figured we got the whole day. We'll just go out. We'll drive.
The plan was we'll stop at Stonehenge, which I was really excited about, actually.
Yeah. Get to Lyme Regis and see some friends down in Exeter.
Yeah.
And I was chatting guys. That would have been nice, but we didn't make it, unfortunately. And yeah, and then spend some time in Lyme Regis and see some fossils and stuff. We ended up in Bognor Regis, didn't we? So, basically spend the next 2 days wishing our time away
so
that we could get home and just relax and try and get some sleep.
Yeah, we didn't sleep very well in the camper van, did we? I don't think camping is quite for us.
I don't think it's
maybe if we get like a nicer camper van, not like a camper van, like a Sprinter. That
yeah, the reason we didn't make it down is because they're really old and clunky to drive and stuff, and they're so slow and everything. Mm-hmm. It was just too stressful. People were trying to overtake us constantly. And yeah.
I literally, like, it was 4 gears that I've never experienced this, but I have driven like Hiluxes, 4x4s, Land Rovers. This tops them all.
It was a whole different experience. Indeed. And we don't plan on repeating that.
No. Unfortunately. Yeah, but it was an adventure, I suppose.
It was a thing. We did a thing.
We tried it.
I'm glad we did it. We tried it. So now we know.
Yeah, it was very pretty, though.
It was very pretty. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, we'll admire them from afar, I think.
Yes, I think so.
And move on with our lives.
Yes.
Right, let's do our review, shall we?
Okay, so on to Shang-Chi.
Ooh.
I gave you 10 years to live your life. And where did that get you? You walked in my shadow. I trained you. So the most dangerous people in the world couldn't kill you, son. It's time for you to take your place by my side.
So Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is Marvel's next big blockbuster. So this is the next film following Black Widow in Phase 4. And next up we got Eternals. So this is released in UK cinemas on September the 3rd, Friday. Will be.
Based on when we're recording this.
Indeed. Directed by Destin Daniel Cretton. The film stars a whole host of fantastic people. So Simu Li is the Shang-Chi lead character, Awkwafina, Tony Leung, Fala Chen, Michelle Yeoh, a whole host of great.
We should apologise in advance for any names that we
butcher. Yeah, I'm so sorry. And the synopsis is, Shang-Chi, the master of unarmed weaponry-based kung fu, is forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organisation.
Pretty rubbish synopsis.
No, that is a terrible synopsis, but it doesn't give anything away, I suppose.
It doesn't even feel particularly well written.
No. Come on, IMDb. Poof. So this is going to be a spoiler-free review. So, Chris, what were your initial thoughts going in and out of the film?
Yeah, so Destin Daniel Cretton, I don't really know him. Don't know any of his movies,
really.
Oh, do
you not? He did Just Mercy.
Just Mercy. Don't know that one.
Michael B. Jordan? Oh, did you not watch it? It's the one about the really great American lawyer who helped defend people on death row and stuff.
Oh, Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so, so good. It's so good.
Cool. But yeah, there was nothing I recognized there, so there was that. I didn't know anything about the story or anything, except for the trailer, which looked pretty great. So I was optimistic, but didn't really have much of a preconceived notion of what to expect.
Yes.
Coming out, yeah, it was a bit of a Guardians of the Galaxy experience for me.
What do you mean by this?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
So yeah, I know nothing about it going in, but coming out, I absolutely loved it, and I was completely sold. And I'm very excited to see it again.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Big praise, yeah.
Big praise. What about you?
I had such a blast with this film. It's so much fun. And I love that it's got such a different, like, visual identity. And, yeah, it's just got a lot of soul to it. It does break free from the sort of Marvel formula that has... that Black Widow basically kind of suffered from, right. I believe, in my own personal opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's less so now an issue. I think
yes,
definitely Black Widow suffered from it a little bit. But like, I think that's more sort of an old kind of template now.
Yes, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a great time as well. I think it did help that... obviously, we were super excited because it was a screening we hadn't been to before and there was a DJ and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, absolute blast. Can't wait to watch it again, as you said.
Ooh, cool. So, shall we talk about characters and performances?
Ooh, why not?
Let's start with Simu Liu as Sean.
Yes.
And, oh, he's also Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And Awkwafina as Katie.
Yes.
Because I feel like we should talk about these two together. Because... yeah. For me, they just work brilliantly together as protagonists of the movie. And I like that their relationship is just allowed to be what it is. And they don't feel they have to bring other elements into it. That's maybe a little bit cryptic. But but yeah, mostly they're just really likable people. And I feel like I would love to be friends with these guys. Yes, that would be a lot of fun.
Take me to karaoke, please. About.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's what I think of those two.
Mm. Fantastic fun, honestly, so good. They both get really great arcs as well, I think. So Simu Liu, he honestly, like in the trailers, we were like, this guy is good, you know, when he did the double click. But yeah, as it goes on, obviously, that was a fantastic action. Maybe one of the best action sequences in Marvel.
I don't know about that, but I just really like the moment.
the moment
where it happened.
Okay. But yeah, what I got to say about this is these two are so funny, genuinely really likable as well, which, yeah, is kind of rare sometimes. And there's so much heart to them as well. They both go on such a journey. And as you said, you can't have one without the other because, like, she's his kind of anchor and she... kind of helps him throughout his sort of journey of self-discovery and grappling with his past and and his martial arts as well, as I said before, it's just top notch. It did remind me of Jackie Chan, just fantastic. Loved it.
So those two are great, and they're probably the best thing about, like, the best characters in the movie, I would say.
Well,
I don't know.
There's something else, but I probably can't say.
Yeah, we won't talk about the cameos.
Yes.
But there are a couple of cameos and they're very excellent.
Yes.
So we got Tony Chiu-Wai Lung as Zhu Wenwu.
Yes.
And he is like the bad guy.
Well, supposedly the bad guy.
He's the antagonist,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, antagonist.
He plays the father of Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the wielder of the Ten Rings and a bit of a megalomaniac asshole.
Mm.
yes. But he's brought back to some level of understanding with his relationship with their mother.
Yeah.
And it just comes across to me as like an ancient tragedy kind of story from antiquity, you know. It's got that kind of old school,
I would say, Shakespearean vibe. Not ancient tragedy.
Well, okay, but yeah, Shakespearean works
if you ask me.
Old.
aka kind of, old
an old story.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, I was thinking more like mythical kind of, you know, like an ancient Chinese story or something. Might have a similar kind of vibe as one of those tragedies, maybe.
Yeah.
So that really fits the mythic nature of the movie, I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a case where the antagonist of the movie is a very carefully considered and well thought out character, I thought.
Yes. I was going to say that's rare for Marvel. I mean, it's not really.
I disagree that is a thing anymore.
Agreed. I mean, it has been criticism in the past, but obviously Thanos was great. Killmonger was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you get ones like Taskmaster occasionally.
Yes.
They kind of tried, but they just ended up being a bit of a dud. So
yeah, but this, he's so sort of layered and nuanced, which is great, which I really, really enjoyed. And Tony Leung is such a beloved sort of Hong Kong actor. It's kind of hard to... I mean, you can really see where he's coming from, which is... You struggle with it, don't you? And sure. There's such an interesting dynamic between him and Shang-Chi. And yeah, it's just so well played out, I think.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So, Fala Chen as Lee, that's Sean's mum, right?
Yes.
So, Fala Chen as Lee, who is Sean's mum. So, she's quite a different character. She's like the opposite. She's like a quite subtle personality, very stoic, and kind of plays the balance, the order to Zhu's chaos.
Yes.
You know, which I love.
They're sort of yin and yang, aren't they, in a way? Vibe, and they've sort of balanced each other out, as you said.
It's true.
I love the sort of fighting style she represents as well. Yeah. It's so much sort of grace, and it's more of a sort of a dance, and it's just so considered, and which in comparison to his sort of brawl and going all sort of guns blazing, it's very well balanced.
Agree. Very cool. We got Menga Zhang as Xia Ling.
Yes. So this is Shang-Chi's sister.
Indeed.
She was a really interesting character, actually. They went a lot into sort of flashbacks in the narrative, and you discovered that she couldn't train with them and because she was a female, and she's always been in her brother's shadow. And yeah, it's a very tough and complicated family dynamic, isn't it? And she's a very interesting one who I think we'll see more of in the future.
Yeah, and I think that childhood makes her a bit scary, but very strong.
Yes. Like
a very strong individual. And yeah, clearly important going forward. So that is interesting. Mm-hmm. We got Michelle Yeoh.
She's so fantastic, isn't she?
She's like their auntie on their mother's side, right?
Yes.
And she's very similar to their mum in kind of temperament. She's very much this kind of stoic character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just sort of allows Shang-Chi to reconnect with the part of his life that I think was missing.
Yeah.
Which is important later in the movie, perhaps.
Mm. I mean, there's an interesting, I don't know if you call it struggle, like a push-pull between sort of his American side and then his Asian side, and it's an interesting sort of culture clash about because as we'll talk about later, but grief and tragedy, these two cultures sort of view it differently, don't they? And I feel like he's sort of stuck in the middle and he doesn't quite know where his identity lies.
And it's also the same with his dad is obviously the chaotic one and his mom is the calm, ordered one, and so there's a bit of a dynamic struggle there too as well about his personality kind of has to fight through that a little bit and figure out his identity.
Yeah.
So, yes. Jaden Zhang as Yang Chang-Chi.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. And as we were saying, these kind of flashbacks with the Yang Chang-Chi and his sister help us to understand the family dynamics and kind of their characters and how they became who they are, you know, which is really cool. And we have an interview with him later in the episode.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Stay tuned.
Cool. And then there was a couple of excellent cameos we previously mentioned, sort of, but we won't say who they are because we don't want to spoil it. But that was very cool for me in the movie. And I think really standout performances, really standout characters added a lot of kind of fun and brought it into the Marvel universe a little bit more.
Yes.
Because otherwise it would have been quite a standalone movie, I think.
Agreed,
There's a couple of cameos that really just connected it into the universe. Not in a forced way. It was fun and it felt right. It was good.
Yeah.
Cool. So should we talk about plot / story?
Okie dokie.
So yeah, we've already kind of mentioned it's sort of an age-old tragedy kind of thing. Age-old. Shakespearean, I don't know, something. It's also a bit of a coming-of-age story as well.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi and everything.
A journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
It should be on the trailer, shouldn't it? Do you remember like those 90s trailers where they were... Yeah.
The guy talking over the top.
Do, 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 do.
Deep voice.
Yeah.
A journey of discovery. Yeah, I think it had a very good pace. It flowed very well.
Yes.
Didn't ever kind of stop and feel weird. It just kept, it flowed. It flowed nicely. Yeah, we talked
about... 2 hours, 12 minutes, actually. I didn't think it was that long at all. It definitely had a lot to tell.
Not too long. It's not like a 3 hour movie.
But it's kind of the same length as Annette.
Okay, and that felt long. Yeah, you're right.
Let's put it into perspective. Yeah.
Something I picked up reading your review.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about Black Panther and how it kind of followed on from that in the sense that it's kind of representing more cultures and
yes. That
sort of thing, which is very cool. I feel like this movie is better than Black Panther, just in terms of movies.
Okay.
For me, I think it played better and it flowed better.
Yeah.
But yes, both are very good, representing more cultures and peoples.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, obviously Shang-Chi's the first largely Asian cast, directed by American-Asian. So it kind of course corrects some of the portrayals and stereotypes that Marvel have potentially sort of leaned into before.
Yeah, I think sometimes they kind of cast someone without really thinking about the repercussions
sometimes.
And I do think that you should always cast the best person for the role, but in certain circumstances, you should probably pick the Asian over the American, you know? So
talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? Like, Tilda Swinton, right? Yeah. As much as I love her...
She was great.
She probably wasn't the right person for the role.
She didn't really fit.
No.
If you really think about it.
Yeah.
So
which is a shame. So I feel like this has definitely helped steer Marvel in the right direction. Yeah. As you said, after Black Panther, that really sort of was the flagpole? Tentpole? What's the...
I don't know.
That sort of led the way, really, didn't it? And then for this to happen and... Okay, so as we said before, there's so much humour in this. This is definitely one of the more fun Marvel movies, I would say.
Yep.
Definitely put it up there with Ant-Man. I know, Chris, you have different views on that. But, I mean, comedy-wise, I thought this was fantastic.
I'll put it above Ant-Man, personally.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just comedy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Also, there's so much heart as well. As Chris, you've previously mentioned, it kind of delves into family dynamics, friendships.
Identity.
And that's kind of... explored in a sort of fantastical quest.
Yeah.
And there's mythical elements in there as well.
Yeah, it goes on to more weighty themes and like destiny and legacy and that sort of thing. Yes. As well. So
there's a,
historical literature almost.
Indeed.
Vibe.
Yeah. There's also sort of, as you said, it draws from Asian cinema. And it just feels really refreshing. And it's hard to pinpoint it, really. It
covers a lot of ground.
It does,
yet it's still quite focused and fun and entertaining, so yeah. Okay, let's move on to visuals then. So you mentioned that the DP on this movie was Bill Pope, who worked on The Matrix.
Yes.
So
that instantly you're like, ooh.
Instantly my interest is piqued. And so it's bound to be something special, given that. Excellent Asian references and vibes throughout the movie. Lots of fantasy elements and
it definitely,
characters. And
there was an interesting... It definitely drew from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, some of the fighting styles and some of the more sort of wide-angled frames for the sort of expansive... And you saw a lot of the fight scenes and the choreography. It was more sort of
has a certain flow to it.
Exactly,
style
that
maybe isn't represented in more Western fight scenes, I guess.
Definitely agree with that. Yes. So the fight choreographer was the late Brad Allen, which is really shame. But they do obviously reference. It's dedicated to him. But he was a longtime collaborator with Jackie Chan. So the fight choreography is absolutely amazing. And it's so well staged and so well planned. And there are some definite standout sequences in this. As you've seen in the trailer, there's the bus sequence, which is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Prizes to be won. No, it's not. Yeah, just really great. Really, really good. So much stuff to look forward to. You haven't seen this level of sort of fight choreography yet in the MCU. And obviously there's been like those battles. I mean, I think the closest thing you've seen to it has been Winter Soldier, Captain America. That was very well setup, but this is like a completely different style and it's just amazing. And yeah, a load of it is sort of elegant, and as I said before, it's sort of a sweeping dance and very graceful. And his fighting style actually evolves throughout the film as well, which is interesting to see.
Along with his kind of identity. Kind of
exactly. Changes, yeah. So it's a very sort of visual film, isn't it? I think.
Agree. Yeah. There's a lot of CGI towards the end, as you would expect.
Yes.
But it's well executed. It looks good. And it doesn't look iffy at all to me. So I would say that. Some great characters in there. In Talo, where they go to like a mystical city. Some really cool creature designs and stuff.
Yes, that are agreed.
Very, very cool looking and incredible. And yeah, I'd say the visuals and effects fit more into the kind of Doctor Strange kind of side of the universe and stuff.
Oh, I completely agree.
So that's kind of where it sits, I think.
Definitely mystical.
There's different silos of of the kind of
we got space universe. With guardians and mystical and yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Finish off.
Mouth.
Do you have a verdict and a rating for me?
I do.
Would you recommend this movie at all?
Oh, wholeheartedly. I want us to go see this again. And that's not just me being like a Marvel fangirl. Yeah, yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Genuinely a very good movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a really refreshing film, I think, for Marvel. And it's really exciting as well. And it's just fun. And the cast are fantastic. And yeah, I can't sing its praises highly enough, really. The only thing I would say is that, as you said, the final act does get a bit sort of CG heavy and kind of falls into that trap.
Yeah. Do it another way, can you really know?
True.
Especially with all those crazy creatures running around and everything. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's good CGI. It's not like it's not The Mummy 2. Okay.
No. It's not Scorpion King.
It's not Scorpion King. So, yeah. Cool. So what would you rate it and stuff then?
Well, I have given it 4 stars out of 5 on my review.
Very good.
So obviously 2 thumbs up.
Cool.
What about you?
Yeah, 2 thumbs up for me. Definitely going to be seeing it again on general release Friday or soon after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you're into Doctor Strange.
Yes.
If you have any kind of interest in martial arts or Asian cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think this movie is definitely for you and you should go see it as soon as possible.
Agreed. Okay.
Okay.
So let us know what you think of the film when it comes out on Friday.
Indeed.
Well, hello, Jane. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So just a huge congratulations on the film. I watched it early in the week and thought it was really, really special. So what was your first reaction when you heard you were going to be starring in a Marvel film?
Well, actually, at first when we got the call, my mom didn't tell me because I was off at school. But after we got home and she gathered all the family members and was like, hey, I have something to tell you. And then she told me, and I kind of freaked out.
Understandable.
I mean, I was super happy, but I never expected to get it.
Yeah.
So I kind of just was super excited.
Oh, bless.
And I ran like 5 circles around the house.
Yeah, amazing. Oh. So how was the premiere? It looks like such an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was actually my first red carpet.
Oh, wow.
And I think what made it the most fun was meeting so many new people that I didn't get a chance to meet in production.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know why, because I wasn't that excited during the rehearsal for the interviews, but during the interviews, everything was just so excited. I was so hyped for everything.
Yeah. Cool. So were you a fan of the comic books when you like auditioned for the role?
Well, I had heard of them, and many of my friends read them, but I wasn't a particular huge fan, but I had read, like, a few X-Men and a few Avengers.
Nice. Who's your favorite X-Men character?
I think it'd be Nightcrawler.
Ooh, good pick, good pick. So you had some really tough and emotional scenes alongside Tony Leung. How did you get into role for those moments?
Well, the director, Destin Daniel, would really help me. Yeah. And he would just say all the points that I had to do and give me little tips and tricks for getting into character. So he made that so much easier for me. And also being beside Tony, because he can so easily immerse himself into his character.
Yeah.
It really does help you as well, because you can really feel that he's doing amazing. And if you think about it, it really, well, if he's actually your, I mean, in my case, super evil, mean villain dad, I can't really tell the difference on set. So
yeah,
it's really easy for me to act like a small child.
Yeah. And the film features a really sort of moving look at this family. How did you create such a sort of genuine chemistry with the rest of the cast? Was it, did you have a bit of time to sort of gel together before you filmed?
Well, I kind of went and met everyone beforehand, which was really helpful.
Yeah.
And we all talked. Everyone was super nice. And I think it was just how we had so many different scenes together that we didn't need any time before. We just kind of got together and it really felt like a real family.
Oh, that's really nice. So how many times did you have to hit that wooden pole in that one scene?
Well, there were a lot of angles and lots of kicks and punches to get right.
Yeah.
I think if I counted, because we actually filmed that scene twice.
Oh, wow.
Once in Australia and once in the reshoots in LA. Hmm. But I had to punch it around, I'd say 127 times.
Wow. Your poor hand. So what would you say your favorite moment from set was?
I'd say it was filming a few scenes with all of the family, because since my mom had to stand off set, felt like I had a new family, kind of.
Yeah.
And it was just really fun.
Oh. And what was it like to film the scene where your on-set dad went and, you know, took everyone out and then smashed someone in the glass next to you and it just went shattering everywhere? Was it difficult to film with the glass?
Not that much, because, well, they actually smashed a real table.
Okay.
And it kind of really got you into the mood, you know, because when someone smashes a table in front of you, you're like, oh my God, that's kind of scary.
Definitely, yeah. So what would you say your favorite part in the film was, not revealing anything?
I'd say it was in the middle of a really intense fight scene. Mm. And then someone just busts out with the jokes and it's really fun.
Yeah. Did you get to meet Awkwafina on set?
Yeah, actually, beforehand, I got to meet her on set. And I think she was in the middle of, like, preparing for a scene. And she was just so funny and nice.
Yeah.
And she was kind of sinking into the Katie character as well. So it was just really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And just the last question is, what's next in the pipeline for you?
I think I'm actually open to all opportunities and roles. I don't have anything scheduled currently, but I'm ready for anything. I just want to audition a lot, continue being an actor. Yeah.
Wow, just a huge congratulations on the film, and really hope you all the best in the future, because it's such a lovely tale. So, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and the interview. If you'd like to get in contact with us, so let us know what you think of Shang-Chi. So what was your favourite thing from this week's episode then, Chris?
From Home of the Hulks, like what we've been watching and stuff. Well, obviously Shang-Chi, that's a pretty big highlight.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't talk about the one that I want to talk about. So there's that.
Interesting. That's a bit
cryptic, or not really. You can figure that one out. Yeah, I did really like Reminiscence. And Coda was great too. Yeah, I can't pick. I can't pick. What about you?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Obviously, Shang-Chi's up there. Coda was fantastic. I did love that. Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. Let us know what you think.
It's tricky.
You've been watching at the moment. And how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
Right, so you can contact us on Instagram and Facebook at We Have a Hulk Pod, or you can find us there at least. We're on Twitter, most active on Twitter, at We Have a Hulk. And you can check out Nicola's news and reviews and stuff at wehaveahulk.co.uk. You can also comment there if you're that way inclined. And we have a shop on our site now as well. So if you want to support us, if you like what we do and you want a t-shirt or something, you can go over there and grab one.
You can indeed. So what are we going to be talking about in
who next knows? Episode? Who knows, Nicola?
Yes, why do I always...
We always pick something and then don't talk about it. We do something else.
Exactly. So whatever takes our minds. There are quite a lot of things coming out this month, though. Obviously, we've got Shang-Chi, Annette. Yes.
We talked about both of those, so...
Yes. Malignant. Malignant?
Ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, it's a horror film by James Wan, so probably be seeing that with you.
Yeah, probably.
There's a film called Co-Pilot.
Oh, really?
Gunpowder Milkshake is finally out on Sky Cinema, I believe, 17th of September. So we might talk about that in a bit more detail. Prisoners of the Ghostland, the Nicolas Cage film, is
Nick Cage
also...
Film.
Yeah, but you've seen this and you were like, what is this?
What was it? So give me a synopsis.
Okay, so let me read it out to you.
I haven't seen the movie, though.
Yes, you have.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Prisoners from the Ghostland.
Yeah. A notorious criminal must break an evil curse in order to rescue an abducted girl who has mysteriously disappeared. So it's Nicolas Cage, and he was broken up.
You watched the screener for this or something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. What? Go on, then. Tell me. I can't remember.
I'm surprised. So he was wearing leather and like a collar, and he had to go and get...
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Oh, now you remember.
That was strange.
That was weird.
That was strange. Bizarre. Yeah, I've completely forgotten about that one. So just
also,
left my mind.
Slightly big one, and I don't want to jinx things, but touch wood, we finally get No Time to Die at the end of the month.
True.
That is very exciting.
So that could be our next one.
Okay, really? At the end of the month?
Well, we'll see if anything better comes out. Anything yeah, decent in the meantime. We've talked about most things already, I feel like, that you've mentioned. So
We'll see. Okay, so once again, thank you so much for listening. And whatever we talk about next time...
Could be Foundation.
When's Foundation? Yeah. I think we're allowed to talk about the 20th, 26th.
Yeah, that's possible, yeah. Yeah, that's quite close to the end of the month.
We'll see. We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so once again, thank you so much for listening and hope to see you next time.
Bye. Thanks.